Hey guys, welcome back to the Portal Podcast. This is your host Edmond Orenge, or you can call me the Tribal Chief. And at last, Wanjiri is here. She's been busy with the schoolwork, and at last she's here. Sorry. So we're going to talk about what stops you from being you. A very open topic, and yeah, I enjoy this.
And we have a guest.
Hey, Wanjiri, yeah, you introduce the guest.
Okay, my name is Wanjiri. I'm the co-host of this podcast, and today I have a friend of ours actually.
Yeah,
you introduce yourself, my girl.
Hi guys, my name is Sylvia, and I am a friend here and a guest. Thank you.
Let's start by like the topic, what stops you from being you? Like, example, what stops you from being one day?
I think public acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Mimi nafikiria public hii public exposure na nini iko na a very big effect on people. Because unezenda mahali and the way you carry yourself is not the way people carry themselves. Kama nyana sanga, if you go to the party, do what the people from you do what the French do, ukienda uko umeelewa?
Yeah, nimeelewa.
Sasa, I think publicity. Clay, what do you have to say?
I think maybe wanting people to accept you to accept you easily, more than like people can accept you when you're yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For me, I think instant gratification. The really instant gratification and public acceptance. So, I think instant gratification and public acceptance that the two main things that comes being okay with yourself.
Ama pia kitu kama low self-esteem.
Yeah.
You're not sure if you do this, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, true.
And public acceptance just has, I think it's like another word to your self-esteem, because kama huji, how na your high self-esteem, you don't believe in yourself. Yani every time you're just there wanting acceptance from people. You want them to view you as they should, not as when you were unataka. You're just there to impress the crowd.
Yeah.
That will really have an impact on how you behave. And the worst thing about it is, as time goes by, you lose yourself completely.
Yeah, true.
And you start adapting people's behaviors. And by the time you want to go back, I'm not saying it's going to be too late. I just think it's going to be a whole process of you trying to go back to what you were before everything.
We can also say, okay, insecurities.
Insecurities.
Some people are scared that people will judge them by their insecurities more than what they are.
For me, what I do with my insecurities, I embrace them. Not like I'm going to tell you this is my insecurities. I'll tell you that like something is my insecurity and you won't even notice, because it's something that I always act like I'm proud of, or I won't show any fear of you noticing it. And that has worked for me, so.
Can I ask you a question? Let's say we are in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
And you have your own insecurities,
mm-hmm.
You tell your boyfriend.
I will, because that's why we are in a relationship at first. What if I don't tell him?
Yeah, like seme nijifungie and stuff.
Why would you be in a relationship with someone that you're not comfortable to talk about your insecurities with at first?
Thank you so much. That's I needed that answer. Thank you.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. You were saying what?
So if it's in a relationship, if it's a relationship matter, about your insecurities, I think you should be open to the person you are with. Because honestly, in a relationship, I think you all should be vulnerable with each other. No, no.
Yeah.
Having a one-on-one person, in a relationship with someone who's, I don't know what word to use.
Yeah.
You can be narcissist. Ama nini. Atenda ufanya vitu ya nataka. Yeah. And if you don't have your self-drive ya kusema no, I'm not going to do this just because we are in a relationship and you want to change the way I act so that I can impress you.
Yeah.
You'd rather just split up or something.
Yeah. So Mimi, you see about this nini. Today's life, we are living in a technological era. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We want results like equal instant.
Mm-hmm.
We want to speak na ifanyike. We want to find like relationship, to engage relationship na ifanyike as the end goal that time. So I think it stops people from being themselves. By copying other people, usually people run online on a copy from each other. They want to install them into their lives, like ASAP. As in, you can say tajiri, unataka to install like, it could be like ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
From being self.
What about upbringing?
Upbringing, I think for upbringing is another change because. At a certain point in life, you should set values for yourself.
But still, I think upbringing kuna a major effect on people. Cause kuna ule mtu amelelewa kwa ile the kind of life kama yu sasa ya ku impress people. Unaona, people shouldn't see you when you like this. You should always look like this in front of people.
I have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
She used to tell us, like, the way they were brought up in their house,
mm-hmm.
you're not supposed to be weak. You're not a weak child.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be strong. That's how, like, she can't express her weak points.
Mm-hmm. I think upbringing fear icona a very huge impact on how people get to act
yeah.
in future.
That's what you guys go to say. I think I can say that for being. And I think another cause of dissatisfaction or non-acceptance is what people think of. The society may derive their understanding based upon the past events.
Mm-hmm.
And very few people out there who are futuristic, open-minded, very few people, as in Okotu, minded. So I think stop these things that bring us down and we just do our things to better ourselves that makes you become you.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. You have anything to add to that?
I think what I would add is if someone makes you act in a different way, you should rethink if it's going to have like a positive impact in your life, it could drain out too. Because
mm-hmm.
we can't say how people make us act at times is not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think give me the meaning.
Yeah.
And even when someone understands the root problem, so I think us as human beings, we like to make ourselves small because the scope of responsibility shrinks.
Mm-hmm.
Because not just the responsibility in a poor scared. So I think the loss is usually clear to me that the cost of defining myself as an object is the satisfaction, the wholeness and self-expression and creative energy. So I think Iko measured as in usisiji measure in some point that unafeel your pressure by life. So nakatu watu remember that this life maze, it's up to you. Hata affiliation inakuonyesha tu there's nobody there for you like ile ya kama stop you from being you. If you want to go out there in that relationship or that friendship, just be there for you. Yeah. Inaanzanga kujipenda kwanza.
Yes.
To love you back. And yeah. Sylvia, you have anything to add?
No, I think that's it.
And you, Kimberly?
No, I think to exhaust everything. If someone wants to add something, they can tell us.
Comment section.
Yes, sir.
Because it's an open topic. What stops you from being you? Very many things. Very, very many things. Pressure in the society. Is it the society?
And the society, we start from family, because I think family has a huge impact also on how we get to behave and act.
Kitu ingine, because we can never satisfy the society. So, if you want to find a society to appreciate you for an idea, so that it stops you from being you. If you're not like doing something and people are not doing you, just know that the society won't. Or will never. I'm a friend of Zuri. The product of this kind of project, Mali, Zuri. So you just have to, like you said, more fall in love with yourself. And have meaningful friends. Place your values well. I think you'll have a good.
I have a question for you, Anjeli.
Yes.
Which planet are we in?
Earth. Mwana mtu mwingine akisema dry. Kwa dry.
That's good, brother. That's good. So thank you so much for coming. Nani Sylvia, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And Wanzeri, umepotea sana hata mkulizia, but and the first and us.
We'll do more episodes. Nivenya skill up. Nivenya
we got you covered. And for those who are listening to this episode, we have our dinner on 18th November. And also selling our merchandise. Our t-shirts will go for 600. Our jumpers go for 1200. So if you want, you can contact Wanzeri on our social media account.
And we do deliveries all over the world, all over the country.
We do deliveries. So thank you so much, and see you on the next episode.
Bye-bye.